Welcome to Torah Rimecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sipora Weinberg, and today we'll be studying the Navi Yeshayahu, Perek 53. This perek begins, in fact, with the final psukim of the former perek, Hinei Yaskil Avdi, which describe a figure, a servant of Hashem, miserable, marginalized, and full of shame. Here, Perek 53 continues to discuss this image, the servant of Hashem, to what depths he has sunk, how terrible his appearance, the extent of his suffering, and then it describes on the flip side the magnitude of the shock the nations experience during the time of redemption, and these nations then own up to their sins. The perek is the locus of the argument between the way Mashiach is depicted in Christian doctrine to the classic interpretation of this perek by our Jewish tradition. The Christians claimed, who is the servant of Hashem? It is a certain specific individual, that is, the Messiah. But even before the Christians, Jewish thought explained that this Eved Hashem is an appellation for Bnei Yisrael, for the entire nation. And the humiliations they suffered throughout Galus are described here. And at the end, how desolate they were, and ultimately how successful they became, and how triumphant when they were redeemed with the Geula. Now, why are we sharing here what the Christians say? This is obviously not the format for such a discussion, and in general, of course, we separate Kodesh and Chol, the sacred and the mundane. But anyone who will learn this perek with the Rishonim will see that this is what they were contending with. This question is alive in our sources. In 1263, the King James I of Aragon forced the Ramban, Nachmanides, who was the head of the Jews of Spain, to engage in a public debate with the Christian church in Barcelona. It wasn't, in fact, truly a debate. It was a trial for the Jews, testing and pushing them on the fact that they dare deny the Christian faith by defending and professing fealty to their own. One of the proofs that they tried to force was from this perek. The Christians tried to use the words of this perek and the former one as support of their own claims about Messiah. The Ramban argued that this perek is not talking of Mashiach, but of the nation as a whole. But even through their explanation that it was Mashiach that's referred to here, Ramban said he'd prove it was talking about Mashiach ben David and not the one to whom they refer. In an astonishing turn of events, Ramban and his brilliance won the debate, and the king said he had never heard someone argue so convincingly, and in fact, of course, in something that the king did not believe in. Since the side of the Christian church disseminated propaganda falsely claiming victory of the debate, Ramban published a verbatim account of this debate that raised the ire of the Christians to the degree that the Ramban had to flee Spain and go and settle in Eretz Yisrael. Our explanation of this perek follows that of the Ibn Ezra for the most part, and the majority of the commentaries explain, in fact, that this servant is a reference to Klal Yisrael. The Ibn Ezra who lived in Spain while it was not yet completely Christian starts his perush with the words Zos ha-parasha kasha ma'od, Amru ba'alei plugtenu shehu remez lelohehem. Even though it wasn't a Christian locale entirely, the Ibn Ezra still explains that this parasha has always been a difficult one because our opponents say that it is a reference to their deity. Mi ha'emin lishmuasenu uzroa Hashem al mi niglasa. We ended last with the success of the servant, and here is the response of the Goyim to that success. Who can believe what we've heard? Look to whom Hashem has revealed his strength. Vayal kayonek lefana v'chashoresh me'eretz siya lo soar lo v'lo hadar v'nerehu v'lo mar'eh v'nechmedehu. Klal Yisrael has grown like a tree that grows so tall in a place no one ever expected, an arid land. Jew never seemed to look so beautiful in our memory. There was nothing charming previously about him that showed promise or evoked interest. And the Ibn Ezra says so interestingly, V'zedavar yadua, ki kama goyim yesh ba'olam sheyachshavu ki tzuras ha'yehudi mishunah mikol ha'tzuros, v'yishalu ha'yesh li'yehudi peh o ayin, kein ba'eretz Yishmael uve'edom. This is the universal perception of goyim, both Christians and Muslims, that have a perception of Jews as being different looking, as being strange looking. And you might recall Shakespeare and Dickens, among other authors, and their descriptions of Jewish physiognomy, always in a negative and estranged manner. And that's being described here as we see the attitude of the nations of the world towards the Jewish look or the Jewish figure. Nivzeva chadal ishim, ishmach ovos, v'yedua choli, uchemaster panem imenu, nivze v'lo chashavnuhu. So again, this figure that is singular here in the psukim, this man, is really the reference to all of Klal Yisrael and the way that the Goyim perceived him or them. He was hated, Klal Yisrael was hated. We saw them and shunned them. We saw a person who's sick and suffering. We despised that person, which is really Klal Yisrael. We didn't take them into account at all. And Nevzera brings the words, Yesh ad hayom hazeh goy asher yireh Yehudi yastir panav mimeno. Until today, there's still this concept of a non-Jew not wanting to see a Jew in front of his face. And that's the way that the nations of the world related to Bnei Yisrael. Achein chol yenu hu nasau machovenu sivalam v'anachnu chashavnu hu nagua mukeh elokim ume'uneh. But the Goyim continue on speaking and say, now we see that everything that the Eved Hashem, the Jew, suffered, we did it to them. They're admitting it is our sickness. But during Galus, we thought that the Jews deserved suffering for not believing in the God of the Christians. And the truth is, the Jews, the Eved Hashem, is not crushed by Hashem. Hashem didn't punish him. Rather, we treated him not nicely. V'hu mecholal mipesha'enu, miduka me'avonoseinu, musar shalomenu alav uv'chavuraso nirpa lanu. He was hurt because of us, oppressed because of our wrongdoing that we hurt him. We were thinking that by crushing and persecuting him, that will bring us peace, and that when he's wounded, we'll be healed. But kulanu katzon ta'inu, ish l'darko paninu, v'Hashem hifkia bo es avon kulanu. We all went astray. We were like sheep without an honest guide. We all went on different religious paths, and all the paths that we took were wrong. And we thought Hashem is punishing the Eved Hashem, Klal Yisrael, and they were helping him along as Hashem was, quote-unquote, punishing him. Nigas v'hu ne'ane, v'lo yivtach piv, kasel atevach yuval, u'charachel f'nego zezeha ne'alama, v'lo yivtach piv. He was maltreated, Klal Yisrael was maltreated and submitted to it, didn't open their mouth, and hear that famous phrase, kasel atevach yuval, which speaks of the bodily harm that a sheep receives before their slaughter, once they're going straight to it submissively, and like a sheep before she's shorn, meaning not necessarily killed, but the money that would be robbed from Klal Yisrael, the external accoutrements of life that was taken away from the Jews. And such, in fact, was the lifestyle of a Jew in exile, suffering under the hands of the Goyim. And it could also reference the idea that Jews accepted the suffering of Galus without complaining. As it says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'haftas Hashem v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol ma'odecha, that no matter what a Jew has, they served Hashem with it, and they never complained about it. And Evan Ezra says so poignantly that this pasuk needs no explanation, that every Jew in Galus can relate to this kind of pain and submission, martyrdom and victimhood. Every Jew in Galus can relate to it. The Jews were robbed of the ability to have justice. They had no ruler or judge. Me'otzer umi mishpat lukach ve'es doro mi yisocheach ki nigzar me'eretz chayim mipesha ami nega lamo. No one in their generation spoke up on their behalf. They were cut off from the land of the living and didn't even deserve to live, according to the non-Jews. And all of this happened from the sin of the nations, who were the ones, in fact, deservant of punishment. Vayitein es rishaim kivro ve'es ashir b'mosav. We didn't even allow Jews to die normally. We forced them to be buried like evil ones. And the rich ones were killed by saying that they were corrupt and had earned their money by misbegotten gains. But the truth, they had done no injustice. They had spoken no falsehood. But, and here comes the reward for the Eved Hashem. V'Hashem chafetz tako hecheli, im tasim Hashem nafsho, yireh zera, yarich yamim, v'chefetz Hashem biado yitzlach. Hashem wanted this Eved to be sick, and you had nothing to do with it. Im tasim Hashem fi, if he decides to do tshuva, all the good things will happen to him. Me'amal nafsho yireh yisbav b'dato yatzdik tzadik, avdila rabim, v'avonosam hu yisbol. He will see benefit and success from all that he does. The righteousness of Klal Yisrael, when they succeed, will impact everyone. Vavonotam hu yisbol, in the place of the treatment that Klal Yisrael received in the past, which was that they suffered due to the cruelty of the nations, now this nation is seeing good and is a source of goodness for the rest of the world. Lachein achalek lo varabim ve'es atzumim yichalek shalal tachas asher he'ara lamaves nafsho ve'es poshim nimna. V'hu chet rabim nasa, v'lafosh im yafkia. because of the martyrdom he endured and all of his suffering, and he never gave up his faith in Hashem, now it's his turn, the Eved Hashem, Klal Yisrael, to get the spoils and rewards of everyone. It's Klal Yisrael's turn to get repaid. We all know the story brought in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 98 about Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, when he asked Mashiach, when will Mashiach come? And Mashiach said, today. And he was so happy, but then Mashiach didn't show. So he said, why isn't he telling me the truth? He went and he asked Eliyahu, and Eliyahu HaNavi answered, you don't understand. Hayom im bekolo sishma'u. Today, if you'll listen to his voice, if you'll do as he says. According to Christian doctrine, it's all about Messiah suffering for his people, absorbing sin, and taking blame. But Jewish thought is the opposite. The day we take responsibility, that's the day we are redeemed. We never say, you do tshuva for me, you suffer for me. That's not the Jewish way. As it says here in the Pasuk, in Tasim Asham Nafsho, if a person is ready to take himself and put himself at the onus, at the center of the burden of doing the mitzvos, we will in fact merit Mashiach Tzidkenu. May it happen speedily in our days. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat, Alexander Sender.